T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talk to someone who's on the front line reporting for the Ravens, BaltimoreRavens.com. She is Sarah Ellison. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Jimmy Smith said he hadn't felt this good in years, healthiest in years. You've seen him. Does Jimmy Smith look like he's ready to return back to form?
Jimmy's ready. Jimmy, I mean, anytime he has a full off season to produce, even when he doesn't, he seems to come in nice and ready. The question is can he last 16 games? And that's always been the question. But, yeah, he's ready. He seems to have the attitude. And like you guys said, they brought in a lot of good pieces in just in case he does go down. And I think one of the under-the-radar moves that, you know, got some noise when it first happened, but Brandon Carr, when you have that sort of durability, that's going to be big in this secondary that always seems to have injuries that, you know, just keeps hitting them and making them go down. So having Brandon Carr, I think, will be huge. And then having, you know, the rookie Marlon Humphrey, they have some depth there just in case Jimmy doesn't last all 16 games. But he's the key back there.
Sarah, in terms of the tight end position, we know that Darren Waller won't play this year. We know that Max Williams could be on the PUP list. Crockett Gilmore perpetually injured. They started with 6 tight ends when they were in training camp. 2 went down, of course, for the for different reasons, really. But now they're with 4, and it seems like it's between Ben Watson and Nick Boyle, although both, I would think, would receive substantial playing time. But who to you is ahead on the depth chart between those two?
Yeah, if I had to make a choice today, I would say that Benjamin Watson would be the starting tight end. To me, he seems ready to go. He's coming off that Achilles. He injured that in the preseason, so he'll have had more than it's just about a full year to get back to it by the time the season starts. And if you remember, the Ravens signed him when last year they weren't sure that Dennis Pitta was even going to play. And so I think at that point he was slated to be the starter. And now that he seems ready to go, I would say that he's the man. Having said that, I do think that Nick Boyle will be on the field a lot. He's a big guy. The Ravens like the way he blocks. I think Watson would be more of the receiving threat. So that's the way I see it is Benjamin getting the start. And then hopefully, I mean, the one thing that the Ravens know that we don't is what the health is like for Gilmore and Max Williams. So hopefully they'll start the season healthy, but I see them down the depth chart.
Yeah, based on what Coach Harbaugh had to say about Max Williams' severe knee injury, I'm not holding out hope that he will be completely healthy at the beginning of training camp or the regular season, as far as we know right now, but things could change again when we get an update in a few weeks from the coach.
Right, yeah, and I mean, that's with any person at any time, things could change. But the thing with Max Williams is he did say also that he had a knee surgery that's kind of the first time way that they've done it.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be even interesting to them to see how he responds. So that is one that you can't completely rely on him, and you hope that the other guys step up because you just don't know how the knee will respond.
Here was Sarah Ellison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Sarah, ESPN's Jameson Hensley wrote that Jeremy Maclin is the best newcomer in the AFC North. Your colleague, John Eisenberg, even went on to say that Macklin's arrival could go a long way of helping Rashad Perryman. How big is this this deal for the Baltimore Ravens offense, in your opinion?
It had to happen. That's how big it was. There was no other choice. It had to happen. I mean, I know that the Ravens have high hopes for Perryman, and obviously Mike Wallace returns. He was the leader in terms of receptions, yards last year. But I think that this does alleviate a lot of pressure on Perryman. Now, that doesn't mean that the hopes still aren't there. He's a number one draft choice. This is his third year. There's reasons for why things have gone off his first 2 years with his injuries. You hope that's behind him. But with Macklin, I just feel like it had to happen because you don't know yet if Perriman will step up. You still hope that he does. The pressure is less. But you had to replace Steve Smith's production. You then had to replace Dennis Pitta's production, which, you know, was a big receiving threat. And I think Macklin does that. He does. He also has speed, but he can run every route in the tree.
I'm glad you said that, because the word about him was that he was just a deep guy. It's funny because he was productive with a quarterback in Kansas City who's known as a guy who can't throw the deep ball.
Alex Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll obviously get those chances back with Joe Flacco having the potential to do that. He has the big arm. So yeah, Jeremy Macklin can be the number one receiver, and he can do it all. He can do it all. And I think that he has he can do what Steve Smith and Dennis Pitta did in terms of running the routes and getting open underneath. He can also go deep along with Perriman and Wallace. So I think it was a move that had to happen. I think it is a huge, huge weapon for Joe Flacco.
Sarah, I wanted to ask you about Zach Orr. We know that he said that he was going to talk to other teams and go out and take physicals, and it's been all crickets ever since. I mean, I haven't heard anything about him passing a physical or a good visit with a club where he may end up with a team. It's still very murky out there, isn't it?
It really is. Here's the thing with Zach Orr. I mean, my heart goes out to him. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, football is his life. He did everything for it. And then all of a sudden he gets this odd diagnosis that, you know, he has a spine and neck condition that he didn't know was there. And, you know, they found it by when they were testing for something else. And so I'm sure that he wants nothing more than to play. He wants nothing more, and he seems to have found a doctor that says that he can. So that's good, and I, you know, if he does play, I hope the best for him. But you've got to get a team doctor to go to their front office and say, yeah, I'm willing to sign up and say that we will take this risk. I mean, the word was that it's a risk of a serious injury,
yeah,
and the back and neck. Including potentially death. So you have to have a team that's willing to take that risk with him. And in an NFL where player safety continues to be a bigger and bigger emphasis, that's my guess of why you're hearing those crickets, is you do have to find somebody that's going to take that risk with Orr.
Here with Sarah Allison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Before we let you go, Brian Bill is going to join the broadcast team in the preseason. It's got to be good to have Coach back around the team.
Oh, that'll be great. I think it'll be great. Obviously, I mean, you get a former Ravens coach of 9 years. The analysis that he will bring will be second to none. It'll be good to have Coach back. So I think it's a great move. I look forward to hearing from him.
You and I as well. As we always look forward to hearing from you as well. Sarah Allison, BaltimoreRavens.com. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I mean, that's she brings up some great points about that tight end position. I agree with her. Right now, as it stands, Benjamin Watson would be my choice to be the starting tight end.
He impressed me the most during the OTAs, Rob. And again, it was OTAs. I understand no pads, guys in shorts.
But that's all you have, though.
He seemed to be healthy. Knock on wood. If he can remain healthy, I think he will be their starting tight end. But don't count out Nick Boyle, like she said. He brings a lot of versatility to the table as a blocker and a receiver. And again, they don't have a true fullback right now, so he could be playing that position and helping out in protection with Joe.
Yeah, I agree. Gotta love it, though. Brian Billick back with the team.
Being paid once again by Steve Bisciotti. Second time around.
Hey, you know, Brian Billick does a great job, though.
He's very verbose. We know that.
Yes, he is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.